County Commission Chair Steve Chotwell in the house, and you guys meet today or tonight, Steve?
We meet this morning at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
So in 20 minutes.
What's on the docket?
Well, we're going to be receiving a report from JCAN. Zoe Lyons will be here on Zoom, sharing with the Board of Commissioners the pathway of JCAN and how it's affected Jackson County.
What a job she's done.
Yes, yes. There was fits and starts at the beginning, and some commissioners have some questions, but I think all in all, you know, it's a B-plus, A-minus job out there. They're working real hard to get everything and get everybody taken care of, most definitely. So, yeah. Then follow that with administrative appointments. As you know, Dr. Tompkins retired last month, and with that, Earl Pulaski was appointed to the Board of Commissioners. And this morning, we're going to do some committee assignments, and there will be a new chair and vice chair of Human Services. And we'll have commissioners step forward upon endorsement of the full board. And my choices as chairman are to name Daniel Mahoney, chairman of Human Services, and Corey Kennedy, vice chair of Human Services. And I think those two young men have done a great job working with the Board of Commissioners and will be great chairs and vice chairs for us.
Now, refresh our memory on Earl is up when?
Earl replaced Dr. Tompkins. He will be running in the August primary and the November general with everybody. And that's when all commissioners are up then.
Okay.
So, yeah. And so, yes.
So
that's the administrative appointments that we'll be doing. And then Earl's agreed to represent the County Board of Commissioners on the Lifeways Board. And he'll receive that appointment this morning.
Very good. What's the budget looking like going forward? That's got to be really tricky, Steve.
Well, at this time, the administrator controller is working on that with all our department head and elected officials, you know. And I want to say that the courts are open again. And they're up and running, and they're doing a lot of things virtually, whether it be via Zoom or electronically. And, you know, and over the years, they've been a real source of support to the county. And I really, really have worked well with both the administrators over there, district and circuit court. And with that going forward, though, we are going to have to see some reductions across the whole county. And the county administrator at the end of April asked department heads for voluntary furloughs. And as we go forward, if we have to, there will be some non-voluntary furloughs that will be found across the county. We need about 100 positions, and the Board of Commissioners are going to have to take action through this whole month, recommend-wise.
That's county-wide?
That's county-wide, yes, sir.
Okay. So some of that will come from judicial.
Well, we have to work with everyone and make sure that we're taking the people that are willing to serve first on a furlough, and then second, look at all the mandatory and statutory positions that are out there, and then work from there. Make sure that we're still providing high-quality service that the taxpayers of Jackson County expect. But at the end of the day, the state of Michigan requires us to produce a balanced budget, and we will do that.
If you take a furlough, Steve, what does that mean? You still have health care?
Yes. Yes, you do. At the county level. Whereas if we lay you off, you don't.
Right.
So we're working. Like I said, we're working with all departments across the board. Nobody is sacrosanct. But with that being said, we are partnering with the elected officials also in this, and making sure that we can meet our goals financially.
Furlough, unemployment? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the way the state has put together the package, if you furlough them, they can still apply for their unemployment and get all of that, and we'll help them make sure they've got their health care coverage and everything like that. So if we get the right participants and we get the right number of participants, it could turn out to be a good thing for the county, where we're able to be efficient and responsible. Now, with that being said, there's going to be a change in definition of response time also. There may be, if you need services, you're going to call and leave a message and you'll get a return phone call type program. You may not speak to a person directly, but we will work hard to keep the efficiency of the county up and running.
How are the courts able to turn over cases, Steve, with being online?
Well, there will be virtual cases. I know they're going to be using Zoom and other forms of that. It'll involve cases where the plaintiff is pleading guilty, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. It won't be trials. The state Supreme Court has ruled that we can't do felonies. So Class A felonies will be held in abeyance for sometime in June. So we'll work through that process.
Okay.
So we intend to do what we possibly can to make sure that everyone is treated fairly and that we work through the system.
Still going forward with the road projects?
Oh, yes. You notice that they're out there working in Summit Township. I saw them in neighborhoods over off of Francis Street, off of Kibbe Road, off of Park Road, between Park and Horton. All of that's been going on. They're also with the crews coming back that are private contractors. That means the special crews that we've hired to fix and fill potholes are going to be out there working. So you're going to have the private sector covering that. We've got over 25 crews to do that. So get ready, be careful, drive safe, watch for people working in the road, because again, we're going to have a lot of people out there that are taking care of our roads and making sure of it. And we've been recognized from a couple of different heavy equipment companies in the state of Michigan for being responsive and responsible to our employees and being responsive and responsible to our work teams and everything going on out there. So, yeah, just pay attention while you're driving. Make sure if you see a crew working, remember they're there to benefit all of us.
So, tough decisions going forward because you've got to think 97% of the jobs with the county are, you would probably deem as essential.
Well, again, like I said, while yes, I agree with that statement, but you may have to have three people in an office instead of four. You may have, or three people in an office instead of five. And so there'll be a lot of electronic message leaving. If you can email a department, that probably would be one of the faster ways for you to get an answer, because they'll get those and get them taken care of. So most definitely.
8 minutes to your meeting, Steve.
That's correct. Everybody be happy and be safe and enjoy the weather.
Thanks for the visit.
Yes.
Appreciate it. County Commission Chair, Stephen Shotwell.